Marshall said at Nevada, Colin Kaepernick was a pretty good quarterback, a lot of good tools. Then he went to the Manning Passing Academy, came back and was a different guy. So do you take pride if he does well, or if he's beating your team, or are you like, man, I coach him up?
Well, our football camp, you know, is a high school football camp, and so we're trying to help the high school kids. But, you know, one of the bonus parts about it is we have some of the top college quarterbacks across the country come down and help teach the high school kids at the same time Eli and I will spend time with the college players. And I enjoy getting to know Colin, what's that been, 3 years ago, and it's been and he's been an exciting player to watch. So I don't know, you know, if we, you know, teach them anything down there. We try to answer their questions and try to help them. And I can remember, you know, having some conversations with Colin, and he, I could tell he was a very intense guy that was very eager to learn. And he's, you know, what a great start to his career. So yeah, it's been fun to follow those guys that have been down there. I know my dad really enjoys it. He kind of enjoys the alumni of the camp, from the college players and even some of the high school players that go on to make it. So, You know, I guess we take credit for the high school players, you know, and, you know, Eli has been our only first round pick we've had. So, you know, as a camper, so, you know, we take probably more credit than that.
Peyton, this record watch going on with you for this game, do you consider it flattering, an honor, a distraction?
I think we've concentrated on the important things. You know, we've had two good wins, you know, coming off a bye week, early bye week. I think you're curious how you're going to respond, especially if you have a little bit of rhythm going and playing decent football, and then you have an early bye week. Do you come out sluggish, and do you lose anything that you had? I think we've responded well coming off that bye week, and have had two good wins and playing an excellent team. So that's what I've concentrated on, is trying to do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, I think I don't feel like it's been a distraction, because we've handled it and we've focused on, you know, what's important.
Can you watch Kaepernick play? It's certainly contrasting to your style. Do you think your style is going to go away and it's going to continue to be a humble guy?
Well, I think there's probably a place for both, you know, throughout. I think that's the good thing about the NFL, is it's what kind of makes it exciting, right? You got teams that run different types of offenses, which means different types of quarterbacks, you know, can play in the NFL. So I hope there's a place for the drop-back quarterback, at least for a couple more years, you know. You know, otherwise, I could be out of a job. And so, but, you know, like I said, you know, I don't know what you call the different types of quarterbacks. I think Kaepernick has a unique style of playing, and I'm not sure you could put other people in his category. I think he does some things I'm not sure anybody can do. The way he runs the ball, he's not running to get first down. He's running to score, and, you know, he's tough to tackle. And then, you know, what did he throw for 300-something yards last week? So the passing game's a threat too. So I think that's kind of what's unique about the NFL. There's different types of players at all positions, and all of them, I think there's a place for them.
Week after week, we ask you, Kaepernick's a great athlete, or Russell Wilson's a great athlete, or Andrew Luck's a great athlete. And what I've kind of left unsaid is, well, Peyton's just kind of can't walk and chew gum at the same time. Does that offend you?
No, I'm not offended. I think I'd be giving y'all way too much credit if I said it offended me. I think you have to be, you know, you have to have athletic skills to play quarterback, you know, different things. And so, you know, I'm not going to beat those guys in a foot race, nor would I ever even attempt to be in the race, you know, with those guys. Nobody wants to see that. But, you know, I think you do work on things as a quarterback, you know, moving in the pocket, sliding here or there to make a throw. You know, I think if you can't move at all and you get where you can't bend or you get stiff, that's when I'm not sure you need to still be playing anymore, because there's different types of throws, and we work on these different types of throws in practice, and Sunday was a perfect example. We had some different types of throws, different throwing lanes, guys around your feet, and, you know, probably all three touchdown throws the other day were all different throws. You know, the one to Julius was there was a guy kind of in your face and you couldn't finish. The last one was kind of a jump throw, if you will, you know, kind of over a couple of guys, and then, you know, the one to DT was a movement throw. And so I think for a guy that doesn't run very well, you know, being able just to move and slide in the pocket and make certain throws, I think I can still do that.